Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If somebody is going through a hard time, there is a mitzvah for anyone who is able to give this person chizuk and help relieve his pain. Whether it's chizuk and emunah or any other type of uplifting words he could give. This is the foundation of the mitzvah taseh of nihum avelim, comforting the mourners. The Gemara says in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Tet Amud Bet, if someone gives money to a poor man, he is blessed with 6 berachot. But if he gives the poor man words of chizuk that uplift him, he gets 11 berachot. Although the Chafetz Chaim was so careful not to waste even a second of his day, when it came to giving other people chizuk, it was like he had all the time in the world. He felt the pain of others. He felt the pain of the Shekhinah with each groan of his fellow Jew. It was so important to him to relieve people of their pain and at the same time relieve the Shekhinah of its pain. We might not always know the right words to give people, but we could ask Hashem for siyata dishmaya and then try. Hashem knows the right words and He can put them in our mouths. A little chizuk could go a very long way. Hearing the right words at the right moment can do wonders for a person. A woman said she was praying shaharit the other day and found herself losing focus the entire time. She had already taken upon herself to read a book that would help her learn to have better kavana. When she finished it, she accepted upon herself to at least have kavana of every word in the first beracha of the Amidah. That morning, while she was praying shaharit, she failed miserably with that kabbalah. And this was not the first time that happened. When she finished the Amidah, she was feeling very down. She felt like her prayers were so meaningless. On her daily walk that day, she began speaking to Hashem, asking Him for chizuk, to be able to pray the way that she is supposed to be praying. She then called up a chizuk hotline, and the opening words she heard were all about how much Hashem loves our prayers, and even if we find ourselves losing focus, we should continue trying our hardest to pray because He loves every word we say. She had tears in her eyes hearing those words. She became rejuvenated with new strength, and the next tefillah she prayed with full kavanah. When we need chizuk, we could ask Hashem directly to give it to us. Another woman said she had a baby born to her 13 years ago with a very rare disorder. He is legally blind, never learned to sit or move around, and has very little understanding of his surroundings. As his 13th birthday was approaching, the pain they were experiencing with this child became even more acute. Instead of having a grand celebration like other bar mitzvah boys, they would simply be nursing their pain in the privacy of their own home. She was desperately hoping for some chizuk to get her and her family through this difficult time. Before the bar mitzvah day came, she received a daily email that she gets, which had a message of chizuk exactly on what she was going through. It was about how holy these types of children really are, and how the parents of these children will see the great benefits to having them in the future. The message was about a similar type of boy, also with parents who needed chizuk at the time of his bar mitzvah. The woman read the email with shaking hands and tears in her eyes. She couldn't believe the word she was reading specifically at this exact time in her life. What were the odds that this message would come out then? Hashem sent her the perfect chizuk to ease her pain. Words of chizuk can do wonders. If we can give them to other people, it's our greatest privilege, and we will be credited with a great mitzvah each time we can do it. Have a great day.